Hi guys, welcome back. My name is Paula Nanya and this is Nanya's Dumal. Today we are going to be talking about being thankful, grateful, and content no matter what it is life has thrown to you or at you. Okay guys, I know from the beginning of the year, people have set out goals they wanted to achieve, things they wanted to do, how they wanted their lives to play out. I, for one, know that I did. I had everything mapped out in my head, how I wanted this year to go, you know. But then, along the line, life happened and everything went south. That I am going to be discussing with you guys soon. But this video that I saw yesterday that made me to think about how things really are, right? So a lot of people try to like put themselves into other people's lives, like because we finished school together or we're doing our service together, you believe that you're supposed to be working with them, you're supposed to get married with them, and all of that. You put a lot of pressure on yourself. We, Africans, Nigerians, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. But do we really stop and then be thankful? Do we stop and be thankful for everything and how everything has gone for us? Do we? I want to be thankful for everything that have happened for me in this year, even though it started a little bumpy, and then from a little bumpy it went to bumpy to like really bumpy to like really crazy and to like, oh my God, am I going to make it? And then for some other people it started from really blessed to extremely blessed to like wonderfully blessed to like success and breakthrough and every good thing. But then, are we going to stop and regret all the achievements that we've gotten in this year? No. We are not going to, because every stage of life is growth. I have learned that. I have tried to put myself in a place where I'll be like, ah, I fell down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that I'm able to get up and move on. There are people who fall or even just put their hand in fire and they are unable to do anything. But for the fact that I fall and I get up and I'm able to do things, you look at me and you do not see a strain or a single line of stress. I tell people this every day. I'm like, God is amazing, you know? Like, God is really amazing. Because if we look like what we go through every day, it's going to be a lot, though. It's going to be a lot. We are going to be looking scruffy and frustrated. But then when you come out after carrying all the load on your shoulder, and then you come out and you look like you just ate a 150,000 naira breakfast, and you're dressed in like 2 million attire or outfits, and people feel like you're just bawling and, you know, you have one car parked somewhere, you just have to thank God. You cannot come and kill yourself. Just go and thank God, because it's only Him that made all of this to be possible. I'm not saying all of this, thank God, because it's the end of the year and you're praying and hoping you be a good child so that you receive the blessings of next year. No. No, guys. That is not it at all. I'm saying all this because I just woke up this morning and I had the spirit of being very thankful. I'm like, no, I cannot be sad, because if I am sad, then I have let the devil to win. But I'm happy. I'm excited because everything God has done, he has a solution to. I'm seeing things, I'm learning new things about myself, I'm revolving, I'm transforming, I'm understanding myself. And there's no way I would not be grateful to God for everything that he has done for me, for everything that he has brought me out of. I just want to thank God. We still have our struggles, though. Make me not even lie. Like, we still have our struggles. But then, I mean, we cannot just take away all of that. Please, let's just be grateful. Okay, so I was talking to my cousin the other day, and then she was like, do I have New Year goals? I'm like, my dear, if I start to tell you, say, I get New Year goals, I will just be capping. Because I don't want to plan things and fail. My greatest fear in life is failure. To start up something and fail. And then, do you know one thing with having that as your fear? It makes you to stay in conditions that will not benefit you on the long run. It makes you to take treatments that will make you to be handicapped. And you know that that is going to tear you down even more. I want everybody here listening to me, if you can hear my voice, just go back to the beginning of this year, 2021. Think from January till this very month, December. Think about everything that God has done. Think about how he has saved you from one accident, how he has saved you from bankruptcy, how he has saved you from being a debtor, how he has saved you from sickness, from little accidents, home domestic accidents, from relationships, from marriages, from backbiters, betrayers, bad mouthers. Think about all of that, bad businesses, and the success you've gotten in your business so far, even the little change that you've gotten. Think about all of that and say, thank you, Lord. Say what? Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful. I say today, I'm grateful for all that the Lord has done for me. I'm thankful for help. I'm thankful for grace. I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for everything that he has brought me through. I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful for my siblings. I'm thankful for my friends. Like I said before, I mean, I'm thankful for the business. I'm thankful for the business because a lot of people do not even have what they're doing on how to eat or how to feed. Every day when I check my account balance and I'm like, am I sure I'm going to eat today? Something comes up. And it's because of his grace, because of his love, because of his endurance, because of his mercy, his love, his joy, his perseverance, his tolerance. It is overflowing in me from head to toe. I cannot even deny it. Because if I begin to deny it, then I'm not grateful. Then I'm not content. I'm content with what I can get. I'm content with what I can hold. I'm content with what I can receive. I'm content with people that I can talk to. I have made few mistakes on the road, but then I've learned from them. I've picked up things that I want to pick up. I've picked up things and I've dropped off things that I want to drop off. So for everybody who did not decide or who did not want to go with me in this year, who did not want to finish the year with me, thank you. Because you left and I gained strength. You left and I gained strength. Even for the people that we lost in this year, we know that it's painful to lose someone, but then be thankful to God. Be thankful to God because you know that they are going to be in a better place. They're going to leave the harshness of this world, the wickedness of this world, the suffering of this world. I'm not even saying that with a strong mind, but I'm just believing in God that He is doing mighty things. He is doing great things. He is Alpha and Omega. And I'm grateful. I pray for the new year. I pray for this remaining month. I pray for everybody, family, friends, loved ones. I pray for you guys. It's only God. So on this note, I pray for everybody that everything you are not able to achieve in this year, you should achieve it in the next year. Your pain, your suffering, the Lord shall take care of it. Your success, it will never be denied in the name of Jesus. It can only be delayed, but can never be denied. That which you seek, you shall receive. The grace of God shall continue to be upon you and your family and every of your endeavors. Door of favor shall be your portion. The backbiters, the betrayers, they shall receive that which the Lord has prepared for them. You shall excel and grow and glow and progress from grace to grace to grace to grace. Ah, I say this episode is the sweetest episode that I've had in this year. I've struggled so much to be here, but I'm thankful that I was inspired to be here and to talk from my heart. On that note, I say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in advance. Have a blessed last moment of the year. See you 2022. Bye, guys.